morning, 6:39, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scola Morning News. Weird, I know, but we have a meeting of the Escambia County Commission today on a Friday. Maybe the first time? It's the first time I can remember it. Anyway, Wes Mariner is the county administrator. We always like to talk to Wes before the meetings. Wes, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here this morning.
Good morning. Is this the... I don't remember ever having a Friday meeting. Is this the first time?
I can't recall one either. It's quite possibly it may be the first time.
It's
certainly the first meeting after our holiday, honestly.
Right. Yeah, no, that's true. I hadn't been thinking about that. Yesterday was Juneteenth, so that makes sense. Okay. I was kind of wondering why the Friday, but that actually does make more sense. I appreciate that. And also, I'm sure weird for everybody's clock. Everybody on your staff that's got to be at these meetings is like, what? It's Friday? No, it's so weird. Two things on the agenda. Yeah. One has been dropped. One is still on there. The one that's been dropped, Ashley Hoffberger has pulled the request for the Pensacola Beach welcome sign, as I understand it. And the basic gist of this is $1.5 million got nixed from the budget. So the decorative portion of the toll plaza renovation isn't going to happen. But the toll mechanism and some kind of thing that's going to hold that is still going to go into place, right? There's still a thing to be built, right?
Yeah, we're still going to demo the toll booth structure as it exists. We're going to install a gantry system and some road work, resurfacing, multi-use paths, some landscaping. I think it's going to be a great project. I think Commissioner Hoffberger really was trying to do something unique, I guess I would say, there with the decorative piece. And you know, maybe we got a little bit out there as far as the design, the rendering, but I thought the concept and the desire to do something really nice for the community was genuine. And she asked a good question the other day, and honestly, I hadn't thought about it. She goes, do we have to have the metal structure over the road? Can we put it, like, on posts to the side for the gantry system?
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought about that. And I said, well, you know, that's a good question. So, you know, we've got with the engineer and the consultant to give me concepts to what a minimalized gantry system would look like and how it would function. So we're looking into that. I thought it was a really unique question, a really good question. And I think when the project's all over and done with, I think everybody's going to be happy with it.
Well, I certainly hope so. I still hold out hope. I mean, I liked the idea of it. It just was the specific design that I had some, you know, concerns about. But yeah, I mean, if we're not going to do something decorative, let's go minimalist. And people had asked the question, can we not basically make it look like almost the red light camera post? I mean, just something very unobtrusive, if that can be done. And, you know, I'm glad that you guys are looking into that. That's fantastic. The other item that's on the agenda for today, the main item, was it's the financing deal for the $25 million artificial turf project at the John R. Jones fields, right?
Yeah, it is. And that, really, that's the whole reason for the meeting today. We've got a few other items on there, but that was the whole reason. We're on a time crunch, if you will, to get that done. So that's what we're doing. That's the main function of this morning's meeting.
And now that when you say time crunch on establishing the financing, not time crunch on, because we don't have a vendor yet, right? There's no, we have
no,
the general.
Establishing the financing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as you know, I sent an email in for all the commissioners and for you, just because I had asked the Haas Center, you know, hey, can you do me the freebie version of your overview? And they did. And I thought that even best case scenario, we still lose money every year on taxes, even if we fill it with 80 team 50 times a year. But I know there's more than just the tax revenue to be considered. All I was asking for is let's do the $3,000 study. You know, let's do the real study. If it's a good project, it's going to bear out. And if it's not a good project, well, we want to find out before we spend $25 million, right?
Yeah, I hear you. I think it's going to be a great project. I think it's going to be successful. I think in the long run it will be successful. We're already getting phone calls from organizations wanting to schedule tournaments, and we're not even on construction yet. So,
when do I get to drive on the road that's in design?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a popular venue for sports tourism here in the area, and looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
One of the things we talked a lot about this week was the decision made to initially end the Human Relations Commission, and then to kind of give it a little bit more time to play out. As I understand it, the goal here is just to bring it in-house, to do the same function with more oversight and better accountability for the use of the funds. But you guys are committed to having people on the ground, taking calls, showing up at doors. Like, that's going to be the end shape of the people who need, have complaints about housing and employment discrimination, right?
Absolutely. That is what we're going to do. I've already had some meetings last week, talked to some folks, and we're going to get back together here probably not this week, but the week after, and just see where we both stand. But yes, that is what we are going to do. Absolutely.
I know it was a long, contentious kind of conversation, but I found it frustrating because I thought Mike was very clear again and again. Mike Kohler was very clear again and again that, mm-hmm. you know, we're not going to just abandon people and go with the portal. And it kind of got framed as a straw man argument. But I understand the concern. People are scared they're going to lose access to a service, which can do a very good thing, does an important thing. Wes, you guys own the library. The library is a part of your domain, you know, Escambia County. The software system is really a mess. Early on, it was a problem of getting logged in. Then it was, you know, making reservations. And I know some of the employees are now actually calling people to tell them their reservations are in because they don't feel like they can trust the notifications. The downtown Spring Street doesn't even have the manual checkout. You can't self-check anymore because of the software. I know the employees are frustrated. I'm sure the users are a little bit frustrated. What's the status of this? I know you're aware of this, but what are we doing to fix this?
So we've been working with the vendor. You know, we did a software migration, and it hasn't gone well. Things like being able to use your debit card and some of those things, as you mentioned, the reservations and such. But we've been working hard with the vendor, and hopefully here in a couple of weeks we'll have things ironed out and settled in. But it has been a struggle. There's no doubt. It's been a struggle. I will say that the vendor probably hasn't been as responsive as they could be. Or as they should be. And so we've really been trying to get with them and put some pressure on them to realize the where we're at and what needs to be done and to actually finish the migration, make it successful, and put it in place. But it has been a struggle, there's no doubt.
I appreciate that. And I sure hope there's a solution in the soon. I don't really know the background on this. Why did we switch softwares? Was it a cost savings? Was the old one going away? Because, you know, the old one seemed to work fine. That's why I ask.
Well, we were trying to be a little more efficient, honestly. The old one was kind of getting outdated, and we were trying to upgrade and put a better system in place. And we thought we were on the right track, and maybe we will in the end, but there's quite a few growing pains in the process right now.
Man, if we had a dime for every time we tried to do something good with software,
software has not been our success with software migrations has not been the best.
I mean, it must be very complicated and difficult because as many times as this comes up, whether it's the voting mechanism for the board meetings or EMS or anything else, it just seems like, oh no, software! it's got to be infuriating,
for
everybody. Hey, a couple of good things that are going on. I want to talk about the Galvez boat ramp improvements. $5 million? A bunch of new spaces, a reconfiguration to be more efficient. Is that right?
That is right. That's funded by Restore. But yeah, exactly right. It'd be a big project, very good project. And let me just reassure everybody: we're not removing the picnic table in the sitting area. We're not doing that. So that will remain, but we will actually reconfigure the boat ramp and resurfacing, repaving, reestablishing some things, and that is going to be a fantastic thing.
Is that going to be people who don't know the area laugh about you mentioning the picnic table, but no, that's a very real concern for people in that area.
It's a very real concern.
The work is going to be done in the off season, I assume, in the winter. It's not going to be done during the summer, or am I wrong? You tell me.
We'll do as much of it in the off season as we can. As long as the temperatures allow for our asphalt work, we will do as much as we can in off season.
Very good. Also, kind of a neat project, the Carpenter Creek Headwaters Water Quality and Par Project. The Carpenter Creek, it's always surprising to me. Carpenter Creek starts so far north. It's actually north of I-10. Ensley, I guess, is the vicinity up there. But this, tell people what this project is going to be, because I think it's a really interesting one.
Well, one of the main functions is improved water quality.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be a main function. There'll be some walking paths and some natural areas, green spaces, It's going to be a whole, it's like five or six different large components to this thing, and it's going to be a great project. I think the public's going to be really impressed and will really enjoy it once it gets established. And again, the main goal is water quality. We did get $1 million from the state for the project, so we're happy about that. But, we got some FDEP grants as well. So it's going to be a good amenity in the community that's being paid for with grant dollars or state funding.
No, it's good. And, that's an area where there's not a lot of that green space, kind of public stuff that's available. And when I think about what this can be, it's not, I know it's not the same, but I think of the, what's the name of the park over by Dreamland Skate? That's one of my favorite, it's a retention pond, I know, but that's one of my favorite public amenities because it integrates that aesthetic functionality. You don't have fencing around it. All of those things are put into one. And, I'm hoping the park around Carpenter Creek Headwaters will be the same way.
Yeah, that's a good analogy, yeah.
The Pensacola State College, you guys are working with them about $500,000 for improvement on the pipeline for teaching people the trades. Is that right?
Yeah, we call it block by block. Matter of fact, they just had a little bit of a graduation the other week. But yeah, it's $500,000, and what they're doing, we're partnering with them, teaching folks to come in and do masonry or carpentry or plumbing or whatever the trade electrical, the trades are. We're putting people through that academy, and they'll come out with a certification, and then hopefully they'll be able to help them get a job placement and work their way up. So, yeah, it's a good program. It's a Lumen May program.
Yeah, I mean, the more we can do to cultivate the trades, it's one of these things that, as a guy with a college degree, I have a lot of respect for the fact that these people earn a lot of money doing essential things, and you find out maybe too late that we don't have enough of the people who do the basic trades that make things happen, especially in a growing area like Escambia County. Wes Moreno, he is the Escambia County Administrator. Look forward to the meeting. It's this morning, right? It's a 9 a.m. meeting, so public comment at 8:30, meetings at 9 o'clock. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Very good, sir. Weird to talk to you on a Friday, but good to talk to you. I appreciate the time keeping us up to date on all the stuff the county is doing, and we'll talk to you again next time. Wes Moreno, thanks for the time.
All right, thank you, Andrew. We'll see you.